How do you think it will go if there was a fight between you guys?
I hope we'll guard.
Welcome to the Dark Hour.
The Dark Hour.
I'm just sitting here with my guys, yeah, American guys, and they're like, word, you know who cracks me up on Instagram? Dark Art Memes. And I'm like, bro, that's my boy, he called me today.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Dark Hour podcast by Dark Arts Memes. This is episode number 3, and I'm Diogo Motera, your host. Yeah, take a look around. Niceness. Huh? Look at this. The whole thing. A whole proper studio, huh, Adrian? We have Adrian with us, guys, and he's mic'd up this time. What's up, Adrian?
Hey, everyone.
Adrian was very proud today when he got here. He was amazed by the developments because he hadn't been here in a week, and when he came here to the new studio location, he was quite shocked.
I was really impressed.
Yeah, now we're ready to get in studio guests. We can record at the man cave when the missus is home. We can do a lot of fun stuff down here. Me, you, and another dude.
Me, you, and another dude. Sounds like a intro or like the title for gay porn.
Yeah, you know what? That's going to be the title of this episode. Me, you, and another dude.
Me, you, and another dude.
Me, you, and some other dude. Yeah, so now we have a lot of possibilities to do fun stuff here. This week, I don't have a guest. I did have Sniper Fist, Sniper Fist's interview, but not only he was a little bit scared, I also thought it was for the best that we recorded all over again, because he was a little bit scared after we had to take down Ash's episode, because Ash's episode was actually quite calm compared to Sniper Fist interview. On Sniper Fist interview, he went a little bit crazy. He told me some actual stories. It's gonna go down the drain, that episode. I'm gonna just throw it away. And we're gonna do it again. Still gonna be filthy, still gonna be fun, but there's just some shit that you can't say nowadays. So, yeah. That's it. Also, this Sunday, I'm gonna record the interview with McDojo Life's Rob. I saw some interviews with the guy. He's very energetic. He talks a lot. Probably gonna be a good interview with him. I have some nice questions from the guys at the page. So Rob from McDojo Life is gonna be interviewed on Sunday. Also, our first in studio guest is gonna be Ismar Blagoje.
Yeah, Blagoje.
Blagoje, is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Blagoje, my brother. He fights for Cage Warriors. He's a brown belt. He's one of the guys that teach me the most stuff in jiu-jitsu besides our professors. He's been very, how do you say, he cares a lot about the people that train there. The like, even if you're a white belt, it's your first day or whatever, like, Ismar gonna receive you there with open arms. He's gonna share a lot of knowledge with you. So it's a good guy to have around, for sure. I haven't seen him much because I do gi only. Mostly I do gi, and he's been training for MMA, so he barely does any gi. But he's a savage too, so it should be a fun episode. It's not really going to be an interview with him. I think he's going to be co-hosting with me.
Bro, he's going to be hosting you, man.
Yeah. He's going to be roasting me, yeah, for sure. He's Ma with the big head. Yeah, he's going to roast me a lot. He was even roasting me even before we brought him here because he said I wasn't. On this WhatsApp group that we have, he said something like, yeah, you were very nervous on episode number 2. Even the gap on your teeth became wider, he said. So I said I was going to start recording with my Invisalign on, and I forgot. Next time, though. Next time, my teeth going to be all together. No gaps. Fucking dickhead. What else?
I don't know, man. What happened to you this week?
This week, I went out, man. I went out for my girl's birthday, which was okay. It was fun. We went to town. At first, we were here having some drinks. Then we went to town and... almost got into some altercation with some guy, but then everything was okay.
What happened?
Then
how did altercations go?
Ah, man, it's just some people, they don't know their place, you know. And me, I'm not when I drink, I don't really get wild, crazy, fucking, you know. I get really calm. Like in my corner, but I'm a little bit more paranoid, and I act more on stuff that if I was sober I would just think it's wrong, but I wouldn't really act on it, you know. So I'm there sitting, and it's just me and another dude, and it's 11 girls. So we went to town. That was actually fun. We took one of these maxi taxis with the lights inside and the music and everything. It was like a party bus, you know. It was nice. So then we're there at this club, and I'm talking to this girl. And I just see, like, from the corner of my eye, I see these two dudes getting into the club. And you know when dudes are, like, creeping, you know. They're, like, on the hunt. Up to something. Trying to get some girls. And to me, that's all good. I've done that. You've done that. Everybody's been there. That's whatever, but just don't. I'm sitting there. And as soon as I know, this guy, one of them, is sitting in our group. We have this group of tables and the guy is sitting down. And I just... I stopped talking to the girl and I was like, yeah, excuse me, are you with someone here? Do you know someone here? And the guy's like, yeah, I'm with this girl that was sitting here. Meanwhile, that girl is talking about, she's dancing on the dance floor. I didn't see them both talking at all. So, time goes by, I'm talking to this girl, keep going. And then when I look, the guy's talking to some other girl from our party. And I just like, I'm sorry, let me just see. I talked to the guy, to the girl that was talking to him. I'm like, yeah, so do you know this guy? She's like, no, he was just sitting here and we're talking. I'm like, oh, cool. And then comes my girl. We're all having fun, all having a good time. And then comes my girl, relax, because we're all together. This is all people that came from our house. This is like people we trust. And she's like dancing to her friend and she starts twerking and all. And this guy is sitting behind where she is doing that, like she's not working to him, she's doing like shaking her ass to her friend, and the guy is like goes and is like nice, you know. And I'm like half a meter away from the guy, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? And then I started to realize that the guy doesn't really know no one there, he's just trying to blend in. So then I just asked the guy, hey, you don't really know nobody here, right? The guy's like, ah, no, but I was just trying to be social, you know. There's no problem. I said, there's a fucking problem. You're going to get out now. He's like, ah, yeah, because you're fucking lying to me. And then everybody comes together. His friend, this fucking Somali guy with a big forehead, you know, comes and like, yeah, you have a problem? I say, yeah, I do have a problem. You both got to get the fuck now. And he's like, yeah, he started squaring up. Everybody coming together there. And then I don't know if it was my face, if it was the things I said. They just left.
But did the guy you were with back you up or?
Yeah, he got up. He was like, I don't know if he was going to do something. He probably would. I don't know, I'm not trying to fight when I'm going into town, but I like to be respected. I like the group that's with me is respected. I like to be comfortable. So yeah, some girls there were single. I don't give a fuck if they're gonna be hooking up with somebody or like, but like, don't be there lying to me. Like, there's people's purses everywhere. I don't like that type of creep shit. Like, just be honest. Like, nah, but I see a lot of girls here. I'm trying to... if he had been honest with me from the get-go, I'd probably just said, yeah, just if you want me, I introduce you to some girls or something, you know? It's just the whole attitude, you know? Like a leech, him and his buddy there. And then when his buddy thought I was going to be afraid of him or something. To me, it's fucking hilarious. These people in Norway, in town. Man, I don't even want to go there.
How do you think it will go if there was a fight between you guys?
I'll pull guard.
You'll pull guard?
I'll straight pull guard. Now, one time I had an ugly one in town. Because I was so drunk. There was this bar called... maybe I'm not going to give many details on this story. Because that was like 3 years ago. Anyway, I'm at this bar, and that was this bar's last day. So they were selling alcohol pretty cheap. And I got there, and in like half an hour, I had like 2 bottles of cava. And this guy is buying me beer. Everything was half price or 1/3 price or something. It was so cheap. And there's this guy. And I don't really remember why we were arguing. But I just remember the moment where I thought, if I don't hit him, he's gonna hit me. And me, I had a glass of beer, full. And it's this Norwegian glass of beer, half a liter, on my left hand. And I'm left-handed, you know? So my reaction was just to smash that guy in the face with the glass. And I did. And then this girl jumped on me. And she threw me in the sofa. And she started like punching me, trying to, you know? Like, she's like going wild on me. And this, my guy, Gabriel, he grabs her because she had a backpack. So he grabbed her by the backpack and he threw her in the air to the other side. So then I just ran out and I got into a taxi. And I went away. And then that guy that I broke the glass, like, day after. Imagine, having a hangover is pretty fucked, especially when you do something embarrassing. When you just embarrass yourself, it's bad enough. But when you think that you might have cut someone's face, I was feeling like shit, so I just started calling everyone that was with me there. And one of the guys said, yeah, he's a friend that I have in, like, he's a friend of mine, too, like you are. And yeah, the guy didn't suffer from anything. He didn't got cut, no nothing. I was like, ah, cool. He's like, yeah. He was trying to find out who he was because he was going to like blackmail the person so he wouldn't go to the cops. So he was going to try to squeeze you for money. And I said, yeah, whatever you want to try to do. And then he said, no, don't worry. We're going to fix it. We're all friends. I'm going to fix this. He's not going to try to squeeze you for any money. No, nothing to worry. So that went well. But it could have gone really wrong, you know? So, yeah, fights and alcohol and nightclubs don't really match. And me, I know I act a little bit weird like that.
But have you ever been in a fight when you're sober?
Yeah. I've been in a few fights when I was sober. More when I was young, though. Only fight I had when I don't think I was even an adult. I was 17 and that was in Lisbon. I broke my hand even. That was, I was going to the bus and I was with this girlfriend that I had at the time and it was raining and I was wearing this, like, it was either beige or white jeans. So I'm going up to the bus and there's a lot of people trying to get in. And this guy, he's trying to get on the bus, he just drags the bottom of his foot on my, like, light-colored pants. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, calm down. There's room for everybody. What the fuck? The guy just, he snapped at me. He's like, yeah, I could be your dad. I'm old enough to be your dad. Watch how you talk to me. You know, it was this Angolan guy, you know, like really strict. I don't know, man. I don't know what the fuck was his deal. But he was completely in the wrong. But so the guy, he messed up my pants. I just talked. I didn't threaten the guy. No, nothing. I said, hey, calm down. There's room for everybody. And the guy started like snapping. It's like, yeah, I could be like being real offensive too. Like, yeah, you little prick. I'm old enough to be a dad. Something like that. I'm like, yo, that's way out of hand and shit. And I'm, whatever, man. I'm going in, and this girl I'm with, she stays in the middle. And the guy is trying to get to me. And she's like there, like trying to stop him from coming and me from going to him. So then the guy just grabs her by the neck and takes her to the side. So it's like, you know, fuck. It's not about being macho, Latino, or whatever. But if I'm with a girl that goes with me, that's not going to happen. Nobody going to lay hands on her. What the fuck?
So you were like, yeah, fuck, this is the moment I'm going to die.
No, I didn't even think. I just started blasting punches on him. And I was throwing punches on him until we got separated. And then they threw him, the driver stopped the bus. Threw him out, and then he drove me to the next stop and told me to get out. And then I was like, I was nervous, you know, like pissed and shit, really warm.
Yeah, the adrenaline
rush. Yeah, so I didn't feel a thing, but then when I got out the bus, my hand was just like triple the size. And okay. I broke these two bones.
Mm.
Because I was hitting him in the forehead or something, you know. Like, I didn't even know what I was doing, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, shouldn't have put his hands on her or whatever. But yeah, I don't like that type of shit. But especially, I know that how I get when I drink, it's very likely that it can happen. Because also, people have no manners, man. People have no respect. They don't know their personal space. They don't know boundaries. They're creeps too. And especially when you're out in town with 11 dudes. Oh, 11.
That me, cool. You and some other dudes.
Yeah, and some 11 dudes, man. No, when you went out with 11 girls, it's people tend to abuse. It's like, oh shit, look at all these girls with those two dumbasses, you know? I'm not trying to let none of that happen. What else? Yeah, talking about losing your fucking cool and doing stupid shit. I don't know if I didn't even tell you. You, when we go up for dinner, you're gonna see what I did. I fucking slapped the hole onto the drywall.
Wait, to which room?
On the hallway when you get in, before you turn to the bathroom.
So there's a hole in the bathroom.
No, there's not a hole in the bathroom, but it's like
sucks.
It's smashed on the wall, you know.
I could always hope, like I could peep in.
I'm not proud of myself for that. Every time I look at that, before I fix it, I'm going to have to hang a painting there or something. Because I feel so... Or maybe I'll leave it like that just to humble me a little bit, you know? Because I feel so stupid every time I see it.
So you got some real anger issues, man.
I don't really. I don't really have any anger issues. It was the moment. I don't know. It was not even that hard of a discussion I was having, and it wasn't my girl too. But I was just frustrated, you know, when you can't talk, when you're trying to talk and you're trying to talk calmly, and like, it's the person that's not letting you talk calmly, you know. It just escalated so quick. I became frustrated. I was pissed. I couldn't talk and express myself, you know. So I went out the living room, fucking smashed the living room door, and on my way to the bathroom, I just slapped the wall so hard, and when I looked, I made a hole through it. So we gotta cut.
Speaking of holes,
it didn't show because I put the computer in front.
Oh yeah, okay.
So yeah, man, I made a hole on drywall. I never thought I was gonna be that guy. That's such a fucking white guy thing to do, you know. I never thought I was gonna be the guy to punch a hole through a drywall, but that shit is paper thin too. I slapped it open hand and made a hole. I'm not that strong guy. So and when I did it, I straight remembered this meme I saw. This meme about this Monster energy drink, when the mom is giving this newborn baby this energy drink, this Monster, and she's like, come on, Kyle, drink it all so you grow up and be fast and punch holes through drywall, something like that. That when I saw it, I thought it was hilarious. And as soon as I punched the hole through the drywall, I'm like, oh shit, am I Kyle? My name is not Kyle. So that was embarrassing. And then I called my friend, a close friend of mine. He did the same shit a year ago, but he elbowed the wall through. Mine, it was just smashed in, but he elbowed his. So I was asking him for advice. And I remember at the time I mocked him so much. I was like, come on, man, keep your cool. What the fuck? Are you Hulk? Who are you? You know? So this time was on me. I gave him some reason to laugh for sure. Because, yeah. Dickhead shit, you know? It's just, there's no explanation. And as soon as I did it, I felt stupid. And one thing I can guarantee, I'll never do it again. You know?
Mm.
It's just those things. I think you, as you grow, even my friend said, I think every man should punch a hole through drywall once in his life. At least so he knows how hard that shit is to fix. And he'll never do it again, you know? So I guess that's it. What about you? You tell us a little bit, because from last episode, people were very intrigued about your adventures on Tinder, man.
Man, I'm glad. I like my to share stories, you know. And if people like it, I will keep on telling stories.
Yeah, I think we should make a segment. You suggested something.
Yeah, so I thought that maybe the guys that follow the page, they could be like sending suggestions on how my opening line should be on Tinder. And then I will like start with that line. It could be anything crazy. The more crazy it is, the better it is, you know. And then I will see how I can work with those lines, you know.
Yeah, but you can't be too selective. You gotta go for it. Even if you think like, oh, such a great match, I'm not gonna ruin this. You can't do that.
No, I'll take anything, you know.
Okay, that's a fun game. Yeah. We're gonna start doing that.
And maybe I'll get even Tinder Premium if people like this. I will invest in Tinder Premium and see what you guys...
Ooh, Tinder Premium. We're going to ask Louis Herb how that works. And you're for sure going to do that, man. I'm going to put some question box regarding that. Then we're going to add that as a segment.
Yeah.
It should be fun. What about, what about the bald chick? Did you meet any other Tinder girls?
I haven't met anybody else this this week, but there was this like this one chick. She was like, "Yeah, can you send me some money?" She wasn't that forward. She was like, "Oh, hey, cutie, I need this and this much, you know, for this thing, and can you just send me this amount of money so I can get it easier?" And I was like, you know, trying to push my luck. I was like, "What do I get in return?" And
but wait a second, was she like your age?
I put my age limit from 18 to 21, so it's nothing too crazy.
So it wasn't a bot?
The thing is, the bots, they usually have a pattern. First, they ask for the money, you reply, and then they send the link to where you can do it. But this girl, we have this thing in Norway where you just send it through the bank almost on the phone, Vipps.
Vips,
Yeah, and usually the bots, they say, oh, send it on PayPal, so you don't know, can't, you can't claim it back and stuff, you know. But this Vipps thing is you can easily report her, you know.
okay.
So it seemed legit, but you know, it's not legit, it was a real person. So she just wanted money, of course.
Okay. Well, that's not a fun story.
No.
But that's all you got.
That's all that happened,
You
man.
have no matches, no dates lined up.
Nothing, man. It's been really slow. Like I swipe everything. I just go to right with everything. I don't even look at the picture. And then if I get something, I just send them a message. Sometimes you get like proper retarded chicks, like they, bro, they're like on Tinder you can find really special people. And I don't notice they're special because I don't have a boundary, you know.
Yeah, you're pretty much going for everything, yeah?
Yeah, man, I go for bald chicks, you know, tattooed chicks, you know, everything.
Tattoo chicks, as if that's some bad thing that
Bro, I
you
don't like
go for.
tattooed people. Ink is
You don't like tattooed people.
no,
Yeah, I don't like you either, bro, so we square. But yeah, you pretty much go for everything. What's the weirdest chick you've been with?
Bro, the weirdest chick I've been with, I mean, I usually creep up. There was this one chick that I met like 2 years ago. I was 16, and this girl was 16 as well, I think. And we were walking outside, and she seemed normal. She was nice and everything. And suddenly she was like, I was leaning in, you know, just to try to get the kiss and stuff, you know. And then she stopped mid of the kiss. She opened her eyes, looked to the side, and just said, "Oh, there's a pigeon." Pulled up her phone and took a picture of the
Huh?
pigeon. I know, it's fucking weird. So she just pulled up her phone and took the picture of the pigeon. And so I was like, "Yeah, what's happening?" And she was like, "Yeah, I just really like pigeons." I'm like, "Sure,
Okay.
people have their interests."
Okay, crazy bird lady.
So I was like, "All right, one flaw, that's all right. You know, three strikes out." So we keep on going, and the same shit happens. So it's like, yo, we gotta change the scenery. So we went inside the center and in the shopping, like the mall. And then she started talking about pigeons, like, oh, did you know the pigeons have a heart rate of this? Like,
No,
what
that's
the
some
fuck?
movie shit. That didn't actually
Bro,
happen.
this actually happened. Like, I can tell any story you want, man, but this shit is fucking messed up. You told asked of a fucked up story, and this is a fucked up story.
Okay, that's pretty fucked up. Pigeon lady.
Pigeon lady, yeah. This I was last week I told you the story about the bald chick from Morocco, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was just, you know, like sending to people like, oh, go watch this. There's a segment of me, you know, trying to get people to listen. And then I sent it to this girl, which
Oh.
apparently is from Morocco, and she's minor, remember this. And she
How old is she?
I think she's 15
Come on.
or 16,
Hey,
something like that. But
don't
listen to the
listen. You
story.
listen. You don't be sending this podcast to minors, bro. What are you doing?
Bro, listen, she also does jiu-jitsu, and I just want views to come, you know. So
Yeah, but we're gonna go to jail, Adrian.
bro, we're not going to jail for someone listening to this, all right? Chill.
Were you sending that to children?
It's she's all right, okay? She's kind of funny. She's
She's
listen.
underage.
Yeah, but
Illegal.
yeah, listen to the story
Adrian.
if you want to, man.
Okay, tell me the story.
So I sent this like, oh, listen to this and to people. And so she heard the story where I talk about the bald chick from Morocco. And
Because she's from Morocco.
yeah, she's also from Morocco. So she was like, were you talking about me? I'm like, wait, what the fuck are you talking about? Like if she just says, oh, are you talking about me? I can even go to jail just for that sentence. I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you talking about? First off, I was talking about a girl I fucked, and then she's gonna be like, yeah, you're talking about me. And then I'm like, you're not even from Morocco, because I didn't think she was Moroccan. Apparently she is. And so she was like, Yeah, but you could have been making up a story and you know, something yada yada yada. And I was like, no, I'm just I met this girl and this happened, so yeah, I was not talking about you.
Bro, you pretty much on video, on camera, talking about a girl from, how is her hair? This young chick,
That's the
how
thing,
does her
the
hair
reason
look?
she thought I was talking about her was because she's also bald, you know. But like the thing is, the flaw in her
Hey,
plan,
I don't
the
want to talk to you anymore.
bro, it was not that girl, right?
Hey,
So chillax,
I don't know.
yeah.
How many fucking bald chicks from Morocco do you know?
First off, you need to be 18 to use Tinder, right? And this girl, she didn't have a tattoo either. Like the girl I was with, she had this flower tattoo in the back.
Yeah, I don't remember you telling that on the podcast.
Well, trust me, she had this.
She had a tattoo.
She had a tattoo on her back.
That's news to me.
Yeah, so she had a tattoo on her back, and that's like her big flaw in the plan. And all the big flaw, I don't fuck with minors.
Yeah, you shouldn't, bro. I'm just wondering, I don't know any Moroccan chicks with no hair. And you happen to know two, and I'd fuck one, allegedly.
Yeah, man, I know it's
I'm a bit sad, man.
No, the thing is, this girl, she
I want to have a producer, man. I just launched this podcast, so you can't go to jail now. Come on, man.
chill, man. There is no illegal stuff happening here.
Damn, Madrin. Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, other than that, nothing has happened, man. It's
Yeah.
just weird shit happening all the time.
It seems like you almost went to jail. That's something that happened. You know, we have police people at the gym.
Yeah, I know.
We have police people,
We have
bro.
police people. I'm still here, so it's safe.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Now I don't even know if I want to keep engaging in a conversation with you. You know? Okay. We have little Adrian harassing minors. That's all. I hope it goes for the best, man. I hope nobody gets into trouble. Nobody goes to jail. Should be fine. It should be fine with little Adrian sending this filthy podcast to 15-year-olds. Fuck, this studio is looking fresh, but it's cold as fuck.
Yeah, man. Freezing.
We gotta find a solution for that too. Yeah. Solo thing. This oh, fucking the page is blowing up. Yeah, we have some questions this week. I have them here. I didn't send to you. I have Nasi, Nasi, dot Georgopoulos, must be Greek guy. He's asking, why did you decide to start training BJJ? The truth is, I always wanted to do it since I was a teenager. Because in Lisbon has been big. It's like not this new wave of jiu-jitsu. It's some new thing. It's trendy now and everything. But it's been big since I remember back in Lisbon because we have a huge Brazilian culture there. We have a lot of immigrants from Brazil. I grew up with a lot of Brazilians. And it's common. Like, at least I remember when I was a kid, like all the tough guys talked about jiu-jitsu. All the tough guys did jiu-jitsu, like, and I was like, always wanted to start, and I had friends who did it. And the thing is, the career path that I chose never really allowed me the schedule to train, because when you're in the kitchen, you work a lot of hours. Even if you work like a straight shift, it's always in some awkward hours, and the routines that chefs take, it can be really unhealthy. It can be like you start working at 2 o'clock, and then when you're done with your shift, it's 12, and people want to go for beers, and you go for beers, and then you're out until 2. Or even if you don't go for beers, you get home. It's I don't know, it's really easy to live an unhealthy lifestyle if you're a chef, especially if you're working restaurant and those late shifts. So then you pretty much wake up and you take a shower and you go to work. Or at least that's how I did it for a lot of years. And I never had the schedule. I did a little bit of weights at the gym and everything, but I never really had the schedule that would allow me to do classes. So when I switched to day job, because now I work 7 to 3, Monday to Friday, and it's rare, like this week I had a lot of extra work, but that's actually rare. Sometimes it happens, but it's really rare. So now I have the schedule to train. I can train a lot of times a week. I haven't been training in the last 2-3 weeks. I haven't gone there. I've been to 2 open mats maybe, because I've been setting up this podcasting and I've also had a lot of extra work. But it's easy to get into training now. So I think that's the answer. I've always wanted to do it, but I never had the chance. So I started 2 years ago. If I started when I really wanted, it would have been a long time ago. But yeah, that's it. It was pretty much because all the tough guys were doing it. That's why I wanted to do it too. It was cool. I have another question from Ricker_Ronin. What made you start the Dark Arts IG page? Yeah, I was always sending memes to this guy, Kim, Asian Kim. That we were always like sending jiu-jitsu memes to each other and everything. And one time I couldn't train because I had made this chest tattoo, the famous unicorn tattoo that everybody jokes with me about. So I couldn't train for like a week or two. And I was home and I was like really bored and I was watching these memes and I had nothing to do. Because at that time I was training hard, like I was training like pretty much every day. So I was thinking about the memes, I saw the memes and I had an idea to make a meme. I'm like, fuck, I don't even know how to make memes. So I downloaded some map and I did the meme there. And then I was like, fuck, but this is actually funny, because I sent to the guy and he was like, fuck, that was hilarious. He didn't know that I made it. So I was like, I can't post this on my personal page, like fucking 99% of the people there don't even train jiu-jitsu. And it's weird. It's just weird because I think it was even a dirty meme, a jiu-jitsu meme that was even dirty. So I was like, fuck, I'm going to make a page. So I created a page and I started forwarding. Yeah. Sending. I started sending memes to that guy and other dudes, like on the DMs from my personal page, but I started sending memes from that page as if it was like just a page that I found funny memes from. And people were like, ah, oh, those were so cool. And like following the page, when I sent to them, they started following. So I was like, hey, maybe I'm up to something here. And the page just started blowing up because I put some hashtags, BJJ lifestyle, you know, all those cringe hashtags. I started putting all of those and it started blowing up straight away. And that was it. What are you going to say, son?
Yeah, you went for a desperate way of getting followers, like hashtag everything, like hashtag share for share.
Hashtag acai.
Yeah. Just some weird shit like hashtag comedy.
Hashtag comedy. Nah, I didn't do none of that. I just put jiu-jitsu. Yeah. You know, it was just jiu-jitsu related hashtags. Mm. So then I was doing this, taking the piss out of no-gi guys, because I'm training mostly in the gi. So I was like putting some Turkish oil wrestling. Some of my first memes was that, like Turkish oil wrestling. And said, this is how jiu-jitsu guys meet up for a birthday party or some shit like that. You know? No gi guys, I mean. So no gi guys just meet up for a birthday party or something. So yeah, that was the beginnings of that page. And then it became really, I'm talking as if the page blew up. In reality, it's not that big, but it's way bigger than I ever imagined, you know. Even the old one that got deleted, I was like, what the fuck, almost at 10,000. Just out of a joke, you know, like I did that to send to my buddies at jiu-jitsu, you know. And
so you have been taking a piss about a lot of people, a lot of famous people. Like this English MMA guy, I don't remember his name, but like there was he got mad or something.
Darren Till?
Yeah,
Darren Till, he got mad at me. What was it? Yeah, Darren Till, because he had some famous quote where he said, I don't care. Because it was about somebody asked, what do you think, are you ready for this fight? Are you any? He said something in a way that people could have misinterpreted him, and they did. You know, this day and age, when you say something, people just fucking twist it to make a headline. So he said, I have a daughter in Brazil. I don't really care. And he said, and I have a girlfriend that's pregnant. I don't really care. All I care about is this fight. You know, he said that. And then he posted a picture like maybe a month later or something. He posted a picture with his newborn baby. And then I commented, so you do care a little bit or something like that, you know. He blocked me. And then I managed to get him to unblock me.
But because there was no like big repercussion. It was not like, yeah, I'm coming to Norway. I'm fucking
Why would it was a comment, you know. He blocked me. That was it. Pretty much. I should have stayed blocked, but he's in a group chat that I am too, with like a bunch of meme pages. Darren Till is such a cool guy. He's always like, hey boys, what are you doing? And he sends selfies and shit, like drunk, like after fight week or whatever, he's drunk at the club and he's sending selfies and videos to that group, like, and he's just like a bunch of meme page guys, you know. Mm. Even not even that big meme page. It's like me and Daily Dose MMA. It's like me and 10 other guys or something in that group. So then I asked this Daily Dose to say like, hey, can you unblock the guy? And he did. He's like such a good sport, that guy, Darren Till. So when he blocked me, I was like, fuck, what is this, Brandon Schaub? Because Brandon Schaub, you say something that he doesn't agree with, he block you. It's the thing with the smallest piece of negativity, it's enough to get you blocked on Brandon Schaub. And I kind of understand the guy. Because it's not nice to have fucking people talking shit there. And you don't need to engage. And why should you see it, you know? But also, don't say you don't read the comments and then go there and block people. And say that you have a social media person that blocks people for you.
But also, you have made memes about Ismar from our gym. What happened then?
Ismar, he smashes me every time. Honestly, it makes no difference if I make a meme or if I don't make a meme, because he's gonna go always fucking crushing me. Either I mock him or not. I made a lot of memes about him. Do you remember that one, Be There or Be Square?
Yeah, Be There or Be Square, and he's there, like, with the square head.
Square face. he's coming next week.
Yo, shit, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean this. It's a joke.
No, you're gonna be here, man. You're gonna be here. Me, you, and some other guy. And that some other guy is Ismar. We're gonna be here in the dungeon. Next
Rape
week.
Check.
Next week. Yeah, because next week we gotta record that in the beginning of the week. Because I'm going away for the weekend.
Yeah, where are you going?
I'm going to Macedonia.
Oh yeah, it's close to Ismar's home country. And also where my dad is from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been to Macedonia?
I've been there for like 3 days. Visit my uncle. It's a really nice country. It's like a tourist place almost. Which city are you going to?
Skopje.
Skopje, yeah, that's like really nice place for tourists.
Yeah, I'm a tourist there, yeah. So that's good. Yeah, if anyone has any tips for Skopje, anyone from Skopje that wanna have a role, slide in my DMs. My girl gonna be pissed if I'm gonna ditch her to roll with some guys, but she gets pissed too about a lot of time spent on podcast. Because this week I was so busy with this podcasting, man. So busy. That's why I have these dead eyes now. Even little Adrian there is sleeping almost. It's a Friday.
Man, the thing is, you gave me this rocking chair. It's leaning all the way back. It's making me tired.
Hey, I want you to be comfortable, bro.
Thank you, man.
And that's where I want to watch you lay pipe too. We're going to do a live stream. Yeah. We're going to bring that Moroccan boat chick. Not the minor one.
No.
If they're not the same person.
The legal one.
If they're not the same person. Oh, nice. You just kicked the camera out there and that was cool. Very cool. Yeah, so when we have Ismar next week, I want everyone to send questions for him. Subjects to be talked about. Adrian gonna be mic'd up also. We're gonna be participating with us. It's gonna be a good show. It's gonna be more how do you say? It's gonna be more alive type of thing.
Ismar is a good guy. He is really good with interviews. Like, he knows how to talk properly.
Yeah, he's a
like
social guy. Social
get everything out, you know?
And he's a piss taker, too.
Yeah.
So it should be interesting. He's probably going to humiliate me in front of all the viewers, which I don't give a fuck. I'll do that to myself anyway.
Mm.
So it should be fun. It should be real fun. And then we're going to have a lot of other black belts. I'm interviewing Gary Tonan. McDojo Live, we were just on Instagram Live with him. Talking about Somalis.
Somali martial arts.
Somali
man.
Martial arts, you know, that's the real dark arts, bro.
Yeah.
Hashtag no racist. I'm always on that Brandon Schaub hashtag no racist, though. That's how he saves his ass. And I'm going to need to say that a couple times, too. But yeah, man, let's take a nap. Let's fucking enjoy this weekend. Episode drops on Monday. It's been a pleasure. We've been having a blast recording this podcast. Even all this stress during this week. When I get to the end of the week and I look at the studio, how good does it look? I'm very proud of all this setup. And the most important is we're having a lot of fun. Me and Adrian, this has been great. Okay, this was the Dark Hour podcast by Dark Arts Memes. See you guys next Monday. Os.
Os.
The Dark Hour.
I'm just sitting here with my guys, yeah, American guys, and they're like, "Word, you know who cracks me up on Instagram? Dark Art Memes." And I'm like, "Bro, that's my boy. He called me today."